Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Hari Kanda, Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chapter 8, just the last few pages, text 127, describing the Bali Leela of Lord Chaitanya Bali Poganda, childhood pastimes. Ek din Prabhu chali lena Ganga snane. Taila malaki chahe jani rastane. One day as Nimai Vishambar, Prabhu, prepared to take bath in the Ganga, Haya Shachimata, for oil and amalaki. At that time, Shachinanda Nimai said, O Ma, Divya Mala Sugandhi, Chandana Deha More, Ganga Snana Kari Chan, Ganga Puji Bare. O Ma, I want to worship Ganga Mata after I take bath. So please give me a garland and some sandalwood paste. Divya Mala, very wonderful, fine garland, and Sugandhi Chandan, fragrant Chandan. Jananira kahena bap shun mandhya shaneka apikshakara mala anigya. His mother replied, Hey bap, which means bap, listen, my dear child. I will bring the garland. Just wait a moment. Shaneka apeksha. Aniyagya je macha shunila vachan. Krode Rudra Hailena Shachira Nandan. As soon as he heard the words I will bring, Shachinandana Nimai Vishambar became as angry as Lord Shiva, Rudra, the destroying form of Lord Shiva, formidable, fierce, terrible, and blazing. Ekana jaiba tumi mala anibhare etabali krudahana praveshila gare. In his angry mood, Sachidana Nimai said to his mother, You will go now to get a garland. Saying this, Vishambar angrily entered the house. Jateka achila ganga Jalera kalas age sava bangilena hai krodavash. Absorbed in his vash, absorbed in his mood of Rudra anger, Nimai Pandit broke all the pots of Ganga water that they had stored in the house for cooking and puja of their Shaligram and Vishnu deity, Ganga Jalera kalas. Taila grita lavan Achila jate jate sarvachurna karilena tenga lai hate. Then Nimai Shachinandana Vishwambar took a stick and broke all the containers of oil, ghee, and salt to pieces. Grita, lavan, and tail. Chota bharagare jata chila gattanam saba bangilena itcha maya bhagavan garagari jayagari taila grita dugda tandula karpasa danya lon bari mugda. The itcha maya bhagavan, that bhagavan, that supreme lord who is does whatever he wants, Ichamaya, whatever he desires. The supremely independent Nimai Sachinandan broke the small and big clay pots that were used for auspicious ceremonies. Oil, ghee, milk, rice, cotton, paddy, salt, budi, and mung dal were strewn throughout the entire house. Jateke achila sika taniya taniya Krodaveshe Fele Prabhu Chindiya Chindiya. In his angry Rudra Vesh mood, Nimai Sachinandan tore down and smashed all the pots that were hanging from the ceilings by ropes. Vastra Adi Jatta Kichu Pahilena Gari Khan Khan Kari Chiri Fele Dui Kari. Nimai tore apart the cloth and everything else he found in the house. He cut it and pierced it and ripped it to shreds. Khan Khan. Tiny pieces. He was really on a roll of anger. Sababangi Ara Jadi Nahyava Shesh Tabe Sheshe Griha Prati Haila Krodavesh. After breaking everything, Nimai Vishambar directed his anger on the house. He wanted to break up and smash up the house. Dohatiya, Dohat, Dohatiya Tenga Pari, Grihera Upari, Hena Pran Nahikaru, Yeni Shedakari. Holding a stick in his two hands, Nimai began beating and striking the house. Tenga means danda. No one dared get in the way of Nimai, and no one dared to restrain him for fear of being beaten to death themselves. Garadwara bangi sheshe brikshere dekia tahara upare tenga pare dohatia. Then after smashing the doors and house, Nimai began hitting a tree with a stick. Tatapiha krodaveshe shama nahi hai shesha prativite tanga nahi samuch chai. Still, Nimai Vishambhara's anger did not reduce or subside or become pacified or forgiven. And Nimai began to strike the earth with his danda, beating the earth. Grihera upante shachi sashankita haya mahabaye achena jehina lukahiya. Out of great fear, mahabaye, out of great fear, Mother Shachi hid herself in a corner at one end of the house. Dharma samstapaka prabhu, dharma samstakaba prabhu, dharma sanatan jana Jananire Hastanai Tolina Kakan. Vishwambar Prabhu Nimai is the personification. He establishes samstapaka dharma. He establishes the religious principles. He appeared in this world to establish Sanatan Dharma. So he never attempted to hit his mother. Etadrisha krodaro achena vyanjiya tata piha jananire na marila geya. Although Nimai was filled with anger, he would not hit his mother, did not manifest it or exhibit it towards his mother, Shachi. Sakala bhangiya sheshe asya angane Garagari jaite lagila krodamane. After breaking everything he could, Vishambhar Nimai finally began to roll in the courtyard out of anger, like a child with a temper tantrum, rolling on the floor crying when he's not getting what he wants from his mother. Sri Kanaka Anga Haila Baluka Veshtita Se Haila Mahashoba Akatya Charitra. As the golden limbs, Sri Kanaka Anga of Lord Vishambhar Nimai became covered with sand, he appeared indescribably beautiful. Beautiful, indescribable glories. Mahashoba, extremely, greatly effulgent, auspicious looking. Katakshani Mahaprabhu Garagari Diya Stirahai Railena Shayankariya. After rolling on the ground for some time, Mahaprabhu Vishwambar cooled down and continued lying on the ground. Se mate drishti kaila joga nidra prati prativite shuyache vaikunthera pati. In this way, the Lord of Vaikuntha, Vishwambar Nimai Chaitanya, entered into a state of yoga nidra as he lay there on the ground. He took the help of his spiritual energy known as yoga nidra, which is the Krishna's independent spiritual nourisher of his transcendental pastimes, yoga maya, the energy of yoga maya. He entered into yoga nidra. Anantera Shivigrahe Janhara Shayana Lakshmi Janra Parapadma Seve Anakshan Charivere Jay Prabhure Kare Anveshane Se Prabhu Jayena Nidra Shachira Angane. That Supreme Lord who lies on the body of Ananta, Ananta Shivigraha Shayan. That Lord who rests his lotus, whose lotus feet are constantly served by Lakshmi Parapadma Sevi Anakshan. That Lord who is known throughout the Vedas. That Chariveda, Charivedi, Kari Anveshani. That same Supreme Lord was now sleeping in the courtyard of Shachi. Se Prabhu Nidra Shachira Angani Ananta Brahmanda Janra Loma Kupe Base Shristi Stiti Pralaya Karaye Janra Dase Brahma Shivari Matta Janra Gundyane Hina Prabhu Nidra Janna Shachira Angani. That Lord from whose hair pores are the source of innumerable universes. Loma Kup. Loma Kup. Base Ananta Brahmananda. That Lord whose servants direct the creation, maintenance, and destruction of the universe. Shristi Stiti Pralaya. That Lord whose glories intoxicate the minds of even Shiva and Brahma, Brahma Shiva Adi Matta Guna Dhyan. When they meditate on the qualities of Krishna, then the primal demigods, beginning with Shiva and Brahma, they become Matta, mad. That same Lord was now sleeping in the courtyard of Shachi. He Matta Mahaprabhu Swana Swanu Bhavarase Nija Jaya Deki Sarva Devi Kande Hase. As the Supreme Lord relished his yoga nidra, all the demigods either cried or laughed. Katakshane Shachi Devi Mala Anaya Ganga Puji Bara Shaja Pratyaksha Kariya. After a short time, Sachi Mata, Sachi Devi, brought the mala and other ingredients that Nimai requested in order to worship Ganga, Ganga Pujibari. Dire dire putrera shiange hastadiya dula jhari tulite lagila devi giya. Mother Sachi slowly brushed the sand off of Nimai's body, then lifted Nimai up. Uta uta bap, mora, hira maladhara, apan ichaya gya ganga puja kara. Stand up, my dear son, mora bap. Open your eyes, hira, and take this garland. Go worship Ganga as you desire. Balahaila Bap Jata Pelila Bangia Joka Tomahara Sava Balailaya. Mother Shashi said unbelievably, "It is very good, Nimai, that you have broken everything. I hope that all future obstacles and impediments in your life will all have been destroyed by this act." Just see the broad-minded compassion, patience, and tolerance of the ultimate mother, Mother Shachi, who is none other than Mother Yashoda. Because as Mother Yashoda, Krishna did similar things of throwing temper tantrums and breaking everything you could see. So now, Yashoda Nandan, Nanda Nandan, Nanda Dulal has become Shachi Nandan, Jagannath Sutta, as engaging in the same pranks and mischief, breaking everything, and she took it in a very positive light. Oh, this is very good. Everything is good. God is good. God is all good. Everything God does is good. It seems like, on one side, it looks like destruction. She lost thousands and thousands of rupees worth of valuable household utensils and goods and other items. It would take some time to replace and certainly a good deal of money. But she was not upset about that or angry, or she saw it all very positive. Oh, this is very good. These are all destruction, all these kalashas and water pots and all these grains and storage pots are actually, they're symbolic. They represent all future inauspicious obstacles or danger that may come befell my son in the future. So now, by this act of destroying everything in the house itself and the trees and the ground and everything around the house, this has paved the way for a happy, peaceful, joyful life for my child, Nimai. That was her broad, fully loving and supportive outlook. Something could really be learned from that, how to see everything as positive. Everything is positive, progressive, helpful for my progress. Nothing is negative. Nothing is a loss. Everything is a gain. Nothing to lose and all to gain. Jananira Vakyashuni Sri Gora Sundara Chalila Karite Snan Lajita Antar. On hearing his mother's words, Janani Vakya Shuni, Sri Gora Sundara Nimai, he, within him, inside himself, he felt Lajita Antara. He felt very embarrassed, but he went to Ganga to take bath. Eta Shachi Sarvagriha Kari Upaskar Randanera Udyoga Lagila Kari Bhar. Meanwhile, Mother Shachi cleaned up the house, thinking nothing of it, the total devastation and pralaya that her son unfolded in her house, and she prepared to cook the meal for her son and her Thakurji. Jajapiya Prabhuita Kari Apachai Tatapi Shachira Chite Nduka Nahihai. Although Shachinanda Nimai Vishwambar destroyed so many things, Mother Shachi did not feel any unhappiness or distress. Chite Nduka Nahi. Her mind was peaceful, calm, fully understanding, tolerant, and forgiving. Great qualities to have. Full understanding of everyone's needs and natures, and tolerance and forgiving any transgressions or idiosyncrasies exhibited by their behavior. Tolerating everything with a smile and a service attitude, ever ready to smile, never ready to serve the Lord. That capricious Lord, known as her son Nimai. Krishnara Chapalyajena Ashesha Prakare Yashoda Sahilena Gokula Nagare. She simply tolerated Gaura's mischief, Chapalya, his frivolous, mischievous nature, Chanchal nature, Chanchal, Chalak Balak, as just as Mother Yashoda tolerated Krishna's unlimited mischief in Gokul. E Mata Gaurangera Jata Chanchalata Sahilena Anukshana Shachi Jaganmata. In this way, Shachi, the mother of the universe, constantly tolerated all of Gauranga's mischievous activities. So being the universal mother, Jaganmata, Mother Shachi is the most exemplary and ideal prodigy, of the ideal prodigy of a mother. Perfect exemplar of motherhood, Vatsalya to the max, unlimited, unlimited, unrestrained, and inconceivable ever flow of affection for her little child, Nimai, just like Mother Yashoda's, the Supreme Mother, the Jaganmata. And so when she came as Shachi, she exhibited the same sterling qualities of the Supreme Motherhood of God's own Mother. Ishvara Krita Jani Kahite Kateka E Mata Chanchalata Karina Jateka. I, Vrindavan Das Thakur, and I cannot describe the many other similar mischievous pastimes performed by the Lord, but by telling you a few of them in the last few pages of this book, previous pages, I've certainly pointed you in the direction of how mischievous he can get, and how unpredictable Nimai can be, and how heart-captivating and mind-stealing all of his actions are. Sakala sahina ayi kaya vakya mane ayi lena shachi jena prithivi apane. Mother Shachi tolerated all the mischievous pranks of her son with her body, mind, and speech, as though she was a personification of Mother Earth. In other words, Mother Earth tolerates the weight of huge mountains and vast oceans and the trampling of tanks and soldiers and cars and trucks back and forth across her surface. She tolerates it all without complaining, always providing, always nourishing, always maintaining, never asking or demanding for anything. Similar, Shachi is being compared to be as tolerant as Mother Earth. Katakshane Mahaprabhu Kari Gangasnan Ayi Lena Grihe Krita Maya Bhagavan. Krita Maya Bhagavan Kari Gangasnan. Krita Maya Bhagavan Kari Gangasnan. After some time, the supreme enjoyer of so many variegated leelas, Nimai Vishwambhara, returned to his home after bathing in Ganga. Vishnu puja kari tula sire jaladiya bhojan karite prabhu vasilena giya. Vishwambhara then worshipped Vishnu, Vishnu puja kari, and offered water to Tulsi, Tulsi jal, and sat down for his meal. This is the practice, bathing and puja and worship of the great devotees, Tulsi, then take one's meal. Bhojana Kariya Prabhu Haila Harshaman Achaman Kari Karina Tambula Charvan Dire Dire Ayi Tabe Balite Lagila Eta Pachaya Bap Ki Kariye Karila Garadwara Dravya Jata Sakali tomar, apachaya tomarase, kidayat amara. Fully satisfied after his meal, Harshaman, bhojan kariya prabhu. Vishwambhara prabhu, his mind was harsh, very happy and satisfied. He then washed his hands, performed achman, and then took some betel nuts to chew. Achmankari Tambalacharvan. Thereafter, Mother Shachi softly asked him, "My dear son," dhire dhire, very slowly, very carefully, "why did you destroy so many things in the house?" "The house and its door, they actually belong to you. Destroying them is your loss. It is not my concern." Paribari tumi bolo, ekane jaiba, karite sambalanahi, kali ki kaiba. Mother Shachi went on to explain to her son Nimai, "You say that you will go to school now, but I have nothing left at home. What will you eat tomorrow? How will you maintain your livelihood?" Hase Prabhu Jananira Shuniya Vachana. Prabhu Bole Krishna Poshta Kariba Poshan. Vishambhar Nimai smiled and said, "O Janani, O Mother, don't you know? Krishna is the maintainer, Krishna Poshta. And certainly, he's the maintainer of everyone. So certainly he will maintain us." Etabali Pushtaka Laya, Laya Prabhukare, Saraswati Pati Jali Lena Padivare. After saying this, Nimai, the Saraswati Pati, the husband of the goddess of fortune, took his books and went off to school. Kadakshana Vidya Rasa Kari Kutuhale, Jana Vira Kule Ai Lena Sanyakale. As usual, after happily enjoying his studies, Vidya Rasa Kari Kutuhale, he was Kutuhale. Kari Kutuhale, Vidyaras, he was relishing the taste of knowledge and learning new subjects and expressing them in his, by his realizations and dexterity and cleverness and juggling the philosophy and rephrasing it, defeating the argument and reestablishing a new argument and defeating that. He was playing, he was enjoying it. It was wonderful. Then he went in the evening, Sandhyakali, around sunset, he went to take bath in the Ganga. Kadakshana Taki Prabhu Janavira Tire Tabe Puna Ailena Apana Mandire. Nimai spent some time on the bank of the Ganga, and then he returned to his home. Jananire Dak Dia Anina Nibrite Divya Swarna Toladui Dila Dila Tanahate. Then Nimai Vishambhar, he called his mother, Dak Dia, to a secluded private place. And then he gave her, he placed in her hand, 20 grams of gold. Dekamata Krishna e Dilena Sambala Iha Bangaiya Vyaya Karaha Sakal. And he said to his mother, when he placed that 20 grams of gold in her hand in a private place, Divya Swarna Tola Dui Dila Dila Tana. Look, mother, hey Janani, just see what Krishna has given me, given us. Please get it exchanged for whatever necessities you need. Etabali Mahaprabhu Chalila Shayan Parma Vismita Hai Ai Manegan. Thereafter, Mahaprabhu went to bed, while Shachi Devi, his mother, completely astonished, Parama Vismita, totally transcendentally astonished, began to think over the situation. And now, for 3 verses, we will hear the thoughts of the astonished mother Shachi. How is it? We're poor. I'm without my husband. He's given up his life. But yet, our sun is producing gold. Kotahaite suvarna anaye pade bhar pachekon pramad janmaya asyar. Where does Nimai bring this gold? From where does he bring this gold so often? I'm afraid that some problem may arise later. Some danger. Because she's thinking maybe he's stealing it and he may get caught at some time. Jematra Sambala Sankochahaya Gadi Se Matasona Ani Bari Bari. Whenever there is a shortage of necessities at home, Nimai brings gold and gives it to me. Kiba Dhara Kare Kiba Kon Siddhi Jane Kon Rupe Karasona Ane Vakimane. This is the final thought of Mother Shachi about the matter. Does Nimai borrow this gold from someone? Kiba Dhara Kare Kiba. Or Kiba, does he have some mystic power, some siddhis by which he brings it here? Otherwise, whose gold is it? And how does Nimai get it? This word is there, siddhi, there are eight mystic perfections. Three of them related to one's own body, how you transform the body. Anima means to become atomic. Anor niyan mato mahiyan. Becomes smaller than the smallest, so small that you can fit through the keyhole of a door and go inside. Mahima means you become maha, greater than the greatest. Lagu, guru and lagu. Lagima means lighter. You become lighter than a cotton ball. You can float in the air. Astral travel. Prapti means to acquire. You can acquire whatever you want. And Prakamya Siddhi. Prakamya Siddhi means you can experience any enjoyable object here or in another world. And Ishita Siddhi. You can manipulate the subpotencies of Maya. Vashita Siddhi. It means you're not affected by the modes of nature. And Kama Vasayata Siddhi. You can obtain anything from anywhere to the highest possible limit. So these are the mystic potencies. Maha Akaitava Ai Parama Udhar Bangaite Diteo Daraya Barabhar. The supremely honest and magnanimous Parama Udhar Shachi became fearful of getting gold exchanged so often in the marketplace. She thought it might send up a flag to the taxman. Or the merchants may be wondering, they're a poor Brahmin family of Navadvip, Mayapur, yet she's coming regularly trading gold for so many goods, and there's no one working in a house or producing income. Where is this gold coming from? So she was afraid that something may happen. Dashatani panchatani dekaya age lokere shikaya ai bangaibi tabe. Shachi would have the gold checked by 5 or 10 people before getting it exchanged to make sure it was a real thing. Hinamate Mahaprabhu Sarva Siddhishvar Gupta Bhavayache Navadriparabhitar. In this way, the Supreme Lord Mahaprabhu of all mystic powers, Sarva Siddhishvara, Sarva Siddhi Ishvara, the Mahaprabhu, the supreme lord of all mystic powers, secretly resided in Navadvip. Natchadena Shrihasta Pushtaka Ekakshan Padena Goshtite Jena Pratyaksha Madan. Nimai Vishambhar did not leave his books aside for even a moment. As he studied with his classmates, he looked just like Madan, Cupid, Pratyaksha Madan, self-manifested god of love, all attraction and beauty, Cupid. Lalate Shobaye Urdva Tilaka Sundara Shire Shri Chanchara Kesha Sarva Manohar. So now, to describe what does that Cupid look like? What does it mean, Pratyaksha Madan? Because this is foreshadowing. He's saying, yes, Nimai Pandit Vishwambhara, when he was in Gangadas's toll studying Sanskrit, he looked like so effulgent, so beautiful, Shobha, attractive, just like the god of lust or the god of desire, Kamadev, Kandarpa, Panchasharay. So then one is watching, well, what are those special features that would distinguish Nimai Vishwambhara, the young child scholar, child genius, as being the direct manifestation of Kamadev or Madan? Well, first of all, is Lalate Shobaye Urdva Tilak Sundara. Nimai Vishwambhara's forehead was decorated with tilak, very beautiful tilak, upraised tilak, Vaishnav tilak on his forehead, and his Sri Chanchara Kesha, his curly hair on Shire, it's very beautiful, black, long, wavy and curly hair. So attractive, this Sri Chanchara Kesha, that it stole everyone's minds and enchanted everyone's hearts, just like Cupid. Cupid is very attractive. He creates attraction. He represents the attractive principle. When one becomes attracted to the opposite gender, then he starts to appreciate the features and qualities of the opposite gender, all the curly hair, and the mind becomes stolen, sarva manohar. And what else? And what other symptoms of his bodily beauty made Nimai equal to Madan, or Pratyaksha Madan? Skande upavita brahma teja murti manta hasya maya shimukha prasana divya danta. With a Brahman thread hanging on his shoulder, Nimai Vishwambhara appeared to be the personification of Brahmateja, Brahmateja Murti Manta. He appeared like the very personified form of Brahmatej, all the power of Brahman effulgence. Hasya Maya Shrimukha, his Shrimukha was most pleasing, prasana, prasanatma. His beautiful, Nimai Vishwambhara's beautiful smiling face was most pleasing, hasyamaya, beautiful smiling face. And his teeth, divyadanta, were divine and perfectly shaped and glistening, sparkling white and attractive. And what else? What other symptoms he has of Cupid? Kivaseyad Bhutta Dui Kamala Nayana Kivaseyad Bhutta Shobe Trikacha Vasana. How wonderful, amazing, amazing were Nimai's two lotus eyes, Kamala Nayan. And how wonderful was the way he wore his dhoti, amazing. Adbhutta Shobe, his Trikacha Vasana, the three folds in his dhoti. It looks so beautiful, so attractive. And Trikacha is a Bengali style. The left end of the dhoti is taken between the legs and tucked in the back. It's called a kacha. And the other end is tucked in the navel. It's called a concha. And the other end of the concha is also tucked in at the navel. It's called Trikacha. So it's three folds. Jadeki seeka driste rupachai. Hina nahi danya danya bali jena jai. Whoever saw Nimai Vishambar, Cupid personified Pratyaksha Madan, they could not take their eyes off him. Eka driste rupachai. Their eyes were one, they were the object of their vision. Eka driste was only his form, nothing else. No one could refrain from complimenting the extraordinary beauty of Nimai Vishambar, Mahaprabhu. Without blinking, without closing their eyes, people would just stare at the personification of Cupid, Mayapur Madan, Aprakrita Madan Mohan. Hena Sayad Bhutta Vyakya Karina Thakur Shunya Gurura Haya Santosha Prachur. While studying, Nimai gave such nice explanations that his teacher, Gangadas, was extremely satisfied with him. He was the number one favorite student of the teacher, Gangadas, in the Sanskrit told. Tagore. Sakala paduya madye apane darya. Vasayena Guru Sarva Pradhana Karya. Indeed, Gangadas recognized Nimai as the best of all his students. Sarva Pradhan Karya. The chief, the main student of all of them. Guru Bole Bap Tumi Mandiya Para Bhattacharya Haiva Tumi Balilana Dhada. The teacher said, Gangadas, Hey Bap, you must study attentively. Then you will be known as a Bhattacharya, which is a title eligible for expert, for Brahmins who are expert in logic and Mimamsa. Prabhu bole tumi ashirvada karajare Bhattachare parakon durlabhatahare. Nimai Vishambar replied, it is not difficult for anyone you bless to become a Bhattacharya. Ashirvad. So Lord Chaitanya is glorifying the mercy of his guru, Guru Kripe Kevalam. It's only by the mercy of Guru that one can attain. Mukha Kavitakare Yansabara Smarani. Pango Giri Pango Degi. Andataragane. By the mercy of Guru, Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Grim. Yat Kripa Tamahan Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarani. Dinataranam. By the mercy of Sri Guru, Mukam Karoti Vachalam, Pangam Langayate Grim. A lame man, a crippled man, he can cross over mountains. Mukam Karoti Vachalam, Pangam Langayate, Yakripato Hambande. A lame or crippled man can cross mountains and a Mukam Karoti Vachalam. And a foolish person can speak wonderful, elegant poetry and Vedic Vedanta and Siddhanta. So Mahaprabhu is saying, yes, Gurudev. O Gangadas, O Guruji, O Gurudev, it is by your kripa, by your mercy, by your ashirvad and blessings, and certainly I could attain this lofty title of Bhattacharya. Jahare jay jignasena Sri Gaura Sundar Hena nahi paduya ye dibeka utar. Now Vrindavanadas Thakur establishes how, by his qualities and behavior and activities, Nimai Vishambar was already deserving of the title Bhattacharya. So he said, whenever Sri Gaura Sundar asked a question, none of the students could answer his question. apani karina tabe sutrera stapan sheshe apanara vyakya karina kandan. Nimai would establish, would himself establish the explanation, answer his own question. Then next moment he would refute that presentation. Because obviously he can, he has the ability to do or undo or redo anything he wants. He's God. Keha jadikon mate napare stapite tabe se vakya prabhu karina surite. If someone was unable to establish a point, Vishwambhara would give the proper explanation, explain it properly or nicely. Kiva snane ki bojane kiva paryantane naika prabhura ara cheshta shastravine. So how much was Nimai Vishwambhara interested in studies? How much was he into it? While bathing, eating, and traveling. Snan bojan paryantane. Vishwambhara Nimai had no other engagement than studying the scriptures. Cheshta shastravine. Only understanding the scriptures. Emat achena takura vidya rase prakasha nakare jagat teradina doshe. While Nimai Vishwambhara enjoyed his pastimes as a student, he did not disclose himself or his real identity to the fallen condition of the world. Jagat teradina dosh prakashe. Prakasha Nakare. He did not, Prakash, manifest his godhood or his Aishvarya Vibhuti as the Aishvaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yasya Shriya, as the Swayam Bhagavan Purnatara Sri Krishna Bhagavan. He did not manifest that Dina Dosh, the faulty, fallen material universe. Dina dosh means those persons who are covered with the fault of ignorance and are averse to the Lord and wrapped in material knowledge. Hari bhakti shunya haila sakala samsar asat sanga asat pat bhai nahiyar. At the time when Lord Chaitanya was in school, the entire world was devoid of hari bhakti. Hari Bhakti Shunya. And everyone was absorbed in the samsara, sakala samsara. They were simply engaged in materialistic association activities. Asat Sangha and Asat Pat, following temporary paths that lead to rebirth and the cycle of birth and death, janmaishwarya, janma mritu jaravyadi, dukkha doshana darshanam. So now the Vrindavan Das Thakur is describing the scene, the social scene of the people of Navadvipa when Lord Chaitanya was busy studying and absorbed in studying on one side and manifesting here and there his mystic powers of learning and cities to acquire things, whatever is required or needed, collecting gold whenever necessary to run his household for his mother. But meanwhile, the outer world were totally a sakala samsara, absorbed in the horrible cycle, miserable cycle of birth and death and miseries in this material world. And everyone is associating with temporary ideas and temporary paths and goals. And then he tells further, Nana rupe putradira mahotsavakare deha geha vyatirikta aranahi spore. People held grand festivals for their sons and daughters' marriages. They didn't care about anything else except their bodies and their homes. Mitya suke deki sarva lokera adhar vaishnavera ganduka bhavena antar. When the Vaishnavas in Navadvipa saw all the people's attachment, Sarvaloka Adhar, all the people, this Mitya Sukhedeki, when they saw that everyone was totally attached to this temporary happiness, all the different Vaishnavas, Vaishnavgan, they were absorbed in dukkha bhava. They felt within themselves, within their hearts and minds, they felt very unhappy. They're all distressed at heart to see the people's attachment to mitya sukha, false temporary material happiness. Krishna bali sarvagane karina krandan esava jivere kripakara narayan. All the Vaishnavas, Vaishnav kripambudi, kripambudi, all the Vaishnavas are oceans of mercy. And they all cried out to the Lord, O Krishna, O my Lord, sarvagane karina krandan. Please be merciful, O Narayan, O Krishna. Please be merciful to all these fallen souls. Hinadeya paya krishne nahi haila rati katakala giyara bunjibe dogati. These people have not developed attachment for Krishna. Krishna nahi haila rati. Krishna rati nahi. After attaining this human form of life, oh, deha paya, hina deha paya, they've attained this deha, this human form, but Krishna rati nahi. How long will they suffer such degradation? Katakala, katakala giya ara bunjibe durgati. This going in a disastrous destination, durgati. Jai nara sharira lagi devi kamya kare taha vyarta jaya mitya sukhera vihare. The human form of life which is desired even by the demigods, deva kamya kare. Nara sharira lagi devi kamya kare is being wasted in the pursuit of mitya sukha, false happiness. Krishna bali sarvagane karina krandan esava jivere kripa kara narayan. The compassionate Vaishnavas of Navadvipa feeling so much sorrow over the distress and unhappiness of the people being attached to illusory happiness and going gliding to hell, they all cried out, krandan sarvagane, all of them, oh Krishna, O Lord, please, kripa karo, please be merciful on these jivas. O Narayan, please help them. Hena deha pahiya krishne nahi haila rati katakal giyara bunjibe durgati. They were crying out all these things. O Krishna, O Narayan, these people, they have not developed any attachment for Krishna. Krishna nahi, Krishna rati nahi. After attaining this human form of life, how long will they suffer such degradation? Yenara shriya lagi. This actually I'm repeating. Even the demigods, they want to have this human form of life, because then they can execute bhakti and very easily get liberated if they take birth on the earth planet. And they continue more, cry out and pray. The Vaishnavas cried out to Krishna Narayan, Krishna yatra mahotsava parvanahi kare vivahari karme se anandakari mare. And not only that, Narayan, O Krishna, they don't celebrate your Janmashtami. Krishna yatra mahotsava parva nahi kare. They don't even celebrate Janmashtami. They spend their entire lives, however, celebrating weddings and other family festivals. Vivaha adi karme ananda kari mare. They're so foolish and forgetting their worshipful Lord, and ignorant of the relationship with the Lord, they don't endeavor to please Him. They engage in only activities to please their senses and mind. In this way, they're feeling this is anand, anand, anandkari. Tomara se jiva prabhu, tumi se rakshita, ki baliva amara, tumi se sarvapita. This is that last prayer of the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas are feeling very distressed and unhappy in their mood of love and compassion for all. O Lord Narayan, O Krishna, the jivas, the Tomara jiva, they're your jivas. They're your parts and parcels. Rakshita, you have to protect them. You are their protector and supreme father, Sarvapita. Emata bhaktagan sabara kushala chintena ghayena krishna chandramangal. In this way, all the bhaktagan, the group of devotees, always desired the kushal, the welfare of the living entities, and they were praying to Krishna on their behalf, Krishna Chandra. They were praying to Lord Krishna Chandra to bring auspiciousness in their lives. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chanjan Vrindavana Dasa Tachu Parajugegan. Accepting Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. Thus ends chapter 8 of Chaitanya Bhagavat, the disappearance, the Tirobhava of Jagannath Mishra. And this was the end of Adikanda. And now, we started years ago, in 2005 or 6, can't remember, going through the beginning of 2008, I can't remember, going verse by verse through the Chaitanya Bhagavat. And that time we started with the Madhya Leela, because we were very interested in the Sankirtan pastimes. So we went through the Madhya Leela and Anti Leela. We just finished in April or May of this year, 2013. And now this is the Adikanda, which has been finished in the year 2014. Not much classes, mostly reading with a brief commentary here and there. But now the complete Chaitanya Bhagavat, by the mercy of the Lord, has finally been recited and commented on by our fortunate selves, by the mercy of our Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, and the blessings of the Pancha Tattva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivrinda, and all the blessings of the Vaishnavas. So now the entire Chaitanya Bhagavat is complete. Adikanda, Madhyakanda, and Antyakanda. And all the verses have been chanted in Bengali, and the translations have been given. And this edition that we worked with, Chaitanya Bhagavat, was translated by my godbrother, a Bengali Brahmin himself, and disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Pujyapad Sriman Bhumipati Prabhu, who's been living for most of his life in Vrindavan with his family. And the editing was done by another godbrother of mine, and the old, one of the pioneers of the Vrindavan Temple Preaching and Life Membership Program, Pujyapad Sri Pundarik Vidyanidhi Das Adhikari. And they did a wonderful job, he did a wonderful job of editing and making very clear and understandable English purports and translations, which we've all benefited from. So we want to offer our thanks to Sriman Bhumipati Prabhu and Sriman Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and of course, Srila Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur for compiling this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful book, Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is full of essential teachings about Vaishnava Sadachar, Vaishnava behavior, and reveals the heart of the devotees and the heart of the Gaura Bhaktas and the heart of his Nitya Parishads like Shachi and Jagannath Mishra and his brother Visharup and so many others. Very, very wonderful and beautiful book. There's some beautiful verses by my Param Guru where he's glorifying this beautiful Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Lila Amrita Sindhu, Dugdabdi Saman Trishna Rupa Jari Bari Teno Kailapan. Chaitanya Lilamrita Sindhu. Dugda Abdi Saman. This ocean of Chaitanya, this nectarine ocean, Amrit Sindhu of Chaitanya Lila, is equal to an ocean of Dugda, ocean of milk, the ocean of nectarine pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Lilamrita Sindhu. It's like an ocean of milk. It's like the ocean of milk. According to his Trishna, thirst, Vrindavandas Thakur has filled his pitcher and drank from that ocean. Tandra Jhari Sheshamrita Kichu More Dila Tateke Barila Pait Trishna Mora Gela. Whatever remnants of milk Vrindavandas Thakur has given me, Siddhanta Saraswati, are sufficient to fill my belly. Now my thirst is completely satiated. Barila Pait Trishna Mora Gela Sheshamritam. So this is a fact that if one is feeling empty or feeling a lack of taste or a lack of ras or juice in his devotional life, if he reads this Sheshamrit, these nectar remnants, the shesh, the bhokta shesh, the remnants of Vrindavan Das Thakur, which he's given throughout these verses and chapters of Chaitanya Bhagavat, he will fill his belly, which means he'll be satisfied, full, nourished, happy, content, and all this, he'll be satiated in his thirst. He'll feel so much satisfaction and happiness by reading this Chaitanya Bhagavat. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati further glorifies the author. Srila Thakur Vrindavan Das has been accepted as the incarnation of Srila Vyasadeva, and he is one of the front line acharyas of Gaura Bhakti. Rather, he has been accepted as Srila Vyasadeva and one of the front line acharyas of Gaura Bhakti by his follower. Who has accepted him? None other than Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So that's what he said. Therefore, if the residents of this world desire to go to the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, they should first take shelter of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna in his audharya, merciful, compassionate, benevolent form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The statements of Chaitanya Bhagavat, written by the soothing hands of Sri Vrindavan Das, will certainly favor such people with the fulfillment of their desired goal. Those who will be faithful to the subject matter of Chaitanya Bhagavat can enter the kingdom of bhakti and eternally engage in serving the audharya pastimes of Sri Brajendra Nandan, who is a reservoir of all transcendental mellows. In this way, the readers of Chaitanya Bhagavat will achieve the highest benediction and eternally remain absorbed in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya. Taking shelter of the holy names of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Srila Thakur Vrindavan Das gave the Chaitanya Lilamrita, the topics of Sri Chaitanya Dev, the personification of love, to the people of this world. By playing the glorious victory drum of Sri Krishna Kirtan, Vrindavan Das destroyed the deafness of ears that are attached to hearing material topics. By reading the Chaitanya Bhagavat, one will gradually become aware of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understand his life and character and teachings and feelings and transcendental activities, and therefore if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awakens in the heart of the living entity, then that fortunate person will be empowered to hear and glorify the holy names of Krishna. This happens by the ingress of Ladini Shakti. Sri Siddhanta Saraswati concludes his introduction to his printing of the Chaitanya Bhagavat by saying, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur describes the first half of Sri Chaitanya's pastimes, and Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describes the second half, especially after sannyas. In other words, from birth to sannyas, taking of sannyas, from birth to 24, the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya or Nimai Vishambara Shachinandan are elaborately described in Chaitanya Bhagavat, and the pastimes after taking sannyas in Katwa from Kesha Bharati from the age of 24 until 48, the second half or 24 years of Mahaprabhu's life, that is fully described in life and character and teachings and completely unbelievable experiences and divine love, Mahabhav, of Rasaraj Mahabhav, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are described the second half of his life, the last 24 years after sannyas, mostly in South India and Jagannath Puri. So he says, I, Sri Siddhanta Saraswati, request all the readers to attentively study Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. And after completing Vrindavan Das's Thakur's Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, then they will be certainly eager to hear and chant the topics of Sri Chaitanya explained by Srila Krishna's Kaviraj. By this process of reading first Chaitanya Bhagavat and then Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, a living entity will certainly achieve spiritual perfection. This is the humble request of this fallen soul, Akinchan, Sri Siddhanta Saraswati. Utkamanda Shaila, Assam, Ekadasi, June 5th, 1932. So this was the request of Siddhanta Saraswati, 82 years ago. And now the Chaitanya Bhagavat, there are several editions in English. We can follow his recommendation to read this, and of course, Srila Prabhupada's presentation of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and this way attain spiritual perfection and the eternal service of Radha and Krishna in Nitya Vrindavan and Gaur-Nitaya Nitya Navadvipa. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adi Kanda, Madhya Kanda, Antya Kanda, Ki Jai. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, Ki Jai. Jai Vishwambhar Jaya Nimai Shachinandana Gaurahari Prabhu Jaya Shri Gauranga Jai Vishwambhar Jaya Nimai Shachinandana Gaurahari Prabhu Jaya Shri Gauranga Jai Vishwambhar Jaya Nimai Shachinandana Gaurahari Prabhu Jaya Shri Gauranga Vrindavan Das Thakur Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai Sri Nityananda Ram Ki Jai Sri Advaita Charya Sitanath Ki Jai Sri Gadadhara Pandit Ki Jai Sri Vastakur Narada Muni Ki Jai Panchatattva Ki Jai Sri Navadri Leela Ki Jai Navadri Dham Ki Jai 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 Sri Radhe Srila Gurudev ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.